The gospel reading begins today with this point about Jesus' compassion. Looking out on the crowds who are troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. A couple weeks ago, the priests of the Archdiocese were up at Benedictine College for our annual retreat. And there was a bishop there, Bishop Andrew Cousins, who preached our conferences for us, which were excellent, full of much for meditation and consideration for us as priests. And one of the things that he brought to us was a letter from Mother Teresa, a letter from Mother Teresa to her sisters after the Missionaries of Charity had been going for some decades. And I'm going to share a passage from that letter with you, and I want you to hear it in the context of, right, St. Teresa of Calcutta, one of the most famous servants of the poor, a woman of great holiness, great generosity, who is dedicated as a leader to bringing Christ to the poor, right, to the people of the world who are most forgotten, most abandoned. If there were ever people who wandered troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd, with the people of Calcutta that she served. And she's writing this letter, she's addressing the sisters of her community, the missionaries of charity, who spend multiple hours per day in adoration in front of the Eucharist, and who have left their homes, their countries, their native countries, their native languages, to be dropped into slums, gutters, to wipe the wounds and care for the dying of the streets of India. Right? These are people who are heroic in their willingness to follow the will of God. And this is what Mother Teresa had to say to them. Jesus wants me to tell you again how much is the love he has for each one of you, beyond all you can imagine. I worry some of you still have not really met Jesus, one-to-one, you and Jesus alone. We may spend time in chapel, but have you seen with the eyes of your soul how he looks at you with love? Do you really know the living Jesus? Not from books, but from being with him in your heart? Have you heard the loving words he speaks to you? Ask for this grace. He's longing to give it to you. Until you can hear Jesus in the silence of your own heart, you will not be able to hear him saying, "I thirst," in the hearts of the poor. Never give up this intimate contact with Jesus as a real living person, not just an idea. How can we last even one day living our life without hearing Jesus say, "I love you"? Impossible. Our soul needs that as much as the body needs to breathe air. If not, prayer is dead. Meditation is only thinking. When I heard those words, I thought to myself, if Mother Teresa can say that to her sisters, the missionaries of charity, how much more could she say it of me? I need that even more than those sisters who are already so engaged, dedicated, obedient, surrendered. I need it 100 times more than they to hear those words of Jesus one-to-one, looking on me with love, giving me that grace, desiring to give me that grace of meeting me. This speaks to the human race. Mother Teresa is a true herald of the gospel because the human race is a crowd troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd, to the extent that we have not yet received those words, have not yet received that love, have not yet met the Savior. Without that intimate contact with him, that friendship, not just from books, but a lived experience with him, as a real living person. Then I wander far from the flock, though my heart longs for it. I believe that in our Catholic faith, we are given ample, more than sufficient opportunities for the Lord to come speak to us. There's so many. The sacraments, above all, the sacrament of the Eucharist, scriptures, private meditation and prayer, the rosary. But there are two that I want to highlight that I think are particularly distinctive of what it means to follow Jesus as a Catholic, to know him as a Catholic. And those two are Eucharistic adoration and the sacrament of reconciliation. Those are privileged encounters with the living Jesus, where we get to see with the eyes of the soul how he looks at us with love. Friday night, we had our all-night vigil in adoration here in reparation for sins against life, to pray for conversions around the abortion industry that's taken root here in our own neighborhood. And I'm struck every time I come into the presence of the Eucharist here, how beautiful it is to be in this building adoring this Jesus. I was here early in the wee hours of the morning, hardly any of us here. And it's always difficult to come to adoration, particularly in that context, getting up early or staying up late, coming to church. It's always hard. It's always inconvenient. There's always other things to get done. I'm always tired, right? I'm always thinking about what else could be done. But you make that resolution, I'm going to show up for a half an hour, I'm going to show up for an hour, and I'm not going to let anything get in the way of that. And every time I come, I'm always grateful. I always receive something. It is so peaceful in here. It is so beautiful in here. And on the one hand, I'm glad that there's no one else in there because I get them all to myself. I get this all to myself. But on the other, how could I not want more people to experience that peace and that joy and that beauty? I want all of you to experience that. I want all of you to be drawn into the rest of the Lord. That's what I experience always as the fruit of adoration, is a change in my approach to rest and replenishment. Because the idea when I'm busy and I get tired is that I need to check out for a little while. You know the patterns of rest that our culture encourages. I need to go have a vacation or something. I need to go look at a screen for a while and watch TV or look on whatever I see on my phone, right? That's rest. That's taking it easy in our culture. But that's not restful. That doesn't fill us up. It only divides and fractures our life more. To be in the presence of Jesus here in adoration, in the silence of that, these just steadily burning candles, it's to be totally reconfigured as to what is really restful. I don't need any of that garbage. I need Jesus. And here he is, giving himself to me, resting with me, thirsting for me. I want you all to experience that. I want nothing more as your pastor. The second experience, of course, that's so distinctive and a meeting place for our Lord is in the sacrament of reconciliation. There, when we bring our sinfulness, our awareness of our insufficiency, of our shortcomings, of our failures, and of the coldness of our hearts and of our love, we bring those to the Lord, precisely to him who can heal us, who can deliver us and reconcile us to his Father. We bring those to him. And we experience those words spoken over us. I love you. I heal you. It is Jesus who forgives sins. It's Jesus who reconciles us to Father, not the priest. The priest is the human instrument configured to Jesus, but not Jesus himself, acting in his name and with his authority. But it is Christ who touches your soul in that sacrament. There's no other way that I experience him more profoundly that I experience his mercy more profoundly than in that moment, because he's there, working directly on my soul with his own hands, his own wounded and glorified hands. And how could I not want more people to experience that? For each of us to see that with the eyes of our soul and to hear those words of love spoken to us, in which I really know the living Jesus. Mother Teresa points out in this letter, lest we think that this is just another sacrifice we need to make, another effort that we need to put forth. Jesus wants this even more than we do. I just have to put myself in a position for him to find me. Stop running away. He'll do it. He'll come. This is his desire. I just need to let down my defenses and let him do his work. We can't last even one day living our life without hearing Jesus say, "I love you." If that's true of those holy women working in hidden ways, hidden sacrifices on the streets of Calcutta, even at this present moment, right now, if that's true of them, how much more is it true of me? How much more is it true of us? Let's pray for that grace today. Lord, I'm tired of avoiding you, of running away from you. I'm tired of putting up my defenses in front of you. Come and find me. Come to meet me. I'm ready. I'm troubled. I'm abandoned. I'm a little sheep without a shepherd. Come, Lord. Let me see you with the eyes of my soul, how much you love me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.